Government politician of the year, Harry, will start in. We have a couple of minutes left. So
Jack Chambers, I just think that I didn't think he'd be capable of being Minister for Finance because he was a junior minister. He was chief whip. He hadn't been a senior minister. You know, nobody knew if he was good at the maths, you know, if he was one of Leo's people who didn't know his percentages and his medians and his averages. And his star has been rising. Once he became Minister for Finance, it's not that he hasn't missed his
step. You don't get medicine without doing honours maths, though, do you?
No, and he did law as well, I think. So he wasn't lacking in terms of the academic side. But I mean, he fitted seamlessly into it. And, you know, he's done relatively well as Minister for Finance. He's also been elevated as Deputy Leader of Fianna Fáil. And now he's widely seen within his party as probably the next leader of the party once Micheál Martin eventually resigns.
Paul.
For all of the reasons that Philip outlined earlier, for me it was Eamon Ryan. Eamon Ryan's pragmatism in this government has basically been, what can I get in, and don't care about the electoral repercussions. You can argue that what they did wasn't ambitious enough or wasn't what they promised to do during the 2020 election campaign. But Eamon Ryan set out a stall. If you look at the programme for government 2020, they got most of what they wanted and they achieved it.
Right. Never have key performance indicators been reached in the history of mankind, except with the exception of kamikaze pilots in the Second World War, perhaps, who always got their mission done. Philip?
Yeah, I went with Roderick O'Gorman. Look, he's had one of the most difficult ministries in the government for this term, not unlike Eamon Ryan, painted as a boogeyman by some sections of society, had to deal with the immigration thing. It was going to be the big issue of the election. That didn't really work out, or didn't happen. And while everyone else lost their seats, he managed to keep a seat in the end.
Louise?
I agree with Harry. I said Jack Chambers. Jack, he's 33 or 34. He's still so young, but yet seems to have achieved so much this year alone. Made deputy leader of his party, made the finance minister, which is a huge and very important job. And I think fair play to him. I think he's really proved himself in the last little while. So I agree with Harry, Jack Chambers.
Okay, so he gets Government Politician of the Year. Do you want to confer briefly and give an overall Politician of the Year, anybody between the two? You can nominate, it's between Jack Chambers now and Holly Kearns. Who are you going to give it to?
I didn't know we had to do that.
Oh, go on.
Oh, well, I'm going to...
One other thing about Jack decision. Chambers, I suppose you could throw into the mix, is that he did actually... He came out himself this
That's
year.
Right.
And
didn't
he was make director of election.
Okay, quickly now, quickly.
Suburban Jack.
Hands in favour of Holly Kearns.
Harry, you put your hand down very quickly.
Hands in favour of Jack Chambers.
So it's two for two.
I'm abstaining.
Is it okay?
All right.
do we have a split decision?
They're both great.
Okay, we want to thank, before we get out, and we're in danger of running over time here,